Welcome to Let's Talk Family Law, your source for how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. This podcast series is created and produced by Weber Gallagher. Visit us at wglaw.com. This program should not be considered legal advice. Please consult our attorneys for your specific situation. And now, here are our hosts.
Hi, my name is Skip Persick, and I'm an attorney in the Family Law Department, which is located in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania, of a Philadelphia law firm called Weber Gallagher. And relative to this podcast, I'm going to talk a little bit about a quick and easy website that the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania has set up for people in Pennsylvania to get a quick estimator of what type of child support they would be receiving. Now, the website is humanservices.state.pa.us/CSWS. I found it by Googling Pennsylvania Child Support Calculator, and it came right up. Now, this is the state's website relative to child support. And first of all, you can file for child support through the website. There are buttons that you can push would get you to forms to fill out, and the forms will be forwarded to your county domestic relations section of your county court of common pleas, and the domestic relations intake personnel will contact you and confirm that your application has been received. And then also, they will set up whatever the first level introductory proceeding is, usually a conference in the counties where I practice, and your case will move forward from there. As to the estimator, Pennsylvania has, and I believe all 50 states, child support guidelines, which a bit of an oversimplification, but there are two axes. One is what you make, the person that's filing, seeking child support, and one that the other side, the person that you're seeking child support from, they make. And essentially, you figure out the monthly net income of one side versus the monthly income of the other side. Then there is a child support number based on how many children you have. And there are certain deviations off of that, but that is roughly what the child support number will be. And the estimator asks you to put in income figures for yourself and income figures for the other side, enter the number of children, enter the number of overnights that the other side may have in the course of a 2-week period, or in terms of a percentage of overnights, and it will give you an estimate. And I underline the word estimate because the numbers are very inaccurate. They give you a gross estimate, but it gives you some sort of an idea of what you're looking for. It may say something, it won't be exact, but if you're wondering whether you will get $500 a month or $5,000 a month, it'll get with more specificity than that. In all of this, I strongly suggest that you contact a lawyer, because there are a number of nuances as to the child support guidelines, the deviations, the application of the guidelines, the application of tax rules as to what you and your spouse actually earn, and the key number, which is income available for support, in order to get an accurate number. So, again, I strongly suggest that you talk to a lawyer relative to child support. But if you're just having questions in your head, wondering how you can move forward on your own, there is the child support calculator, which is available through the website of the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services. Again, my name is Skip Persick. I'm a family law attorney at the King of Prussia office of the Philadelphia law firm Weber Gallagher. And you can reach me via email at SPERSICK@WGLaw.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Family Law, presented by Weber Gallagher. We hope you join us next time to learn more about how to navigate the financial and legal implications of divorce, custody, asset division, and adoption. Until then, please visit us at wglaw.com.